This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Katie Hallam. Newly elected State Superintendent Ryan Walters stumped legislators earlier this week when he said he planned to change the already approved education budget proposal. State Impact's Beth Wallace has the details on Walters' new numbers.
Walters' first state school board meeting as superintendent Thursday began with familiar refrains.
We will ensure that indoctrination and CRT are eliminated in our state. We will make sure all of our vendors and the schools are focused on education and not diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Former Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister's budget request included a $5,000 across-the-board teacher raise. But Walters' request cuts that allocation in half, and instead of across-the-board raises, he wants extra pay to be based on individual merit, like having high evaluation scores or being nationally board certified.
We have to start shifting in education from a blanket socialist concept of everybody gets the same no matter what, and say, you know what we want? Student results. That's what we want. We're going to incentivize that with the way that we pay things in education.
Walters may not get everything on his wish list, though. Final budget approval is up to the legislature. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
After successfully pushing back the execution dates of several death row inmates earlier this week, Attorney General Gitner Drummond is also ordering a new review of one inmate's case. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
Attorney General Gentner Drummond has ordered an independent counsel to conduct a review of death row inmate Richard Glossop's murder conviction and death sentence. Former prosecutor Rex Duncan will review the investigation, trial, sentencing, and appeals processes that have happened since Richard Glossop was sentenced to death for the 1997 murder of motel owner Barry Van Treese. An investigative report by law firm Reed Smith found letters suggesting Justin Sneed, the man who carried out the murder of Van Treese, wanted to recant his statement that Glossop had paid him to commit the crime. Glossop is currently scheduled to be executed on May 18th. I'm Hannah France.
When four teams play on Sunday for the NFL Conference Championships, they'll all be stepping on football fields with Oklahoma roots. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler has more.
The NFL's final two playoff games will take place at Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium and Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field, both of which use turfgrass varieties developed at Oklahoma State University. OSU's Turfgrass Science Division has patented 10 varieties of turfgrass over the past three decades. The Chiefs will face the Bengals on a grass called Northbridge, which OSU released in 2011. The Eagles are up against the 49ers on Tahoma 31 turfgrass, a newer variety that OSU researchers bred to be resilient to cold temperatures and drought. Half of the NFL uses natural turfgrass in their stadiums rather than artificial turf. But the NFL Players Association says it should be more, since foot, ankle, and knee injuries are more common on the fake stuff. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Thanks for making KGOU your NPR source. We also invite you to subscribe to our AM News Brief with host Nick Daniels.